Listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. The greatest benefit to your life over the goals you're going to set, the biggest benefit to your life is not going to be the accomplishments and achievements you acquire because of those goals, but what happens inside you while you're moving toward the goal. See, God is more interested in your character than he is in your accomplishments.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the Most Requested Messages by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, a 6-message collection you will definitely want to add to your audio library. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part 2 of a message called Setting Personal Goals by Faith.
Now, here's what the Bible says, Matthew 9:29. According to your faith, it will be done to you. According to your faith, it will be done to you. God says, you get to choose how much I bless your life, how much I transform your life. Great faith, there'll be great transformation. Nothing happens in your life till you start dreaming. God says you get to choose. According to your life, your faith, it will be done. So I'm going to encourage you that when we start setting one goal a week over the next 7 weeks, don't miss any of these, that you ask the question, will this require me to have faith? Is it such a big dream that I'm bound to fail unless God helps me? I'm really going out on a limb. Don't ever be afraid to go out on a limb. That's where the fruit is. The fruit is not at the trunk. You don't get the fruit by playing it safe. It's out on the limb. And never be afraid to rock the boat if Jesus is your captain. I'm sharing you life experience tonight because I'm looking out on the next generation of Saddleback right here. And I'm going, I want you to know God like I do. And I want you to trust him like I do. And I want you to be used by God in ways that you've never, ever imagined. I never imagined all of this, but God did. Goals are statements of faith. Number 3, goals focus my energy. Well, another one of the reasons why you need to set goals in every area of your life is they focus your energy. They keep you from wasting time, money, reputation, energy. They keep you focused. Selection is the name of the game. Focus is the key to an effective life. It's not these 50 things I dabble in, it's this one thing I do. And the more you focus your life, the more powerful, the more effective your life is going to be. If you spread it out and diffuse your life over a whole bunch of different things, you'll make no impact at all. But if you focus your life, it's going to be powerful, it's going to be strong, and it will change the world. Light diffused has no power at all. But when you focus light, it has enormous power. The sun doesn't set things on fire just because it's diffused. But I remember when I was a kid, if you take a magnifying glass, you can set grass on fire, or you can burn little bugs. I'm sure all you girls did that, right? And you focus the light, it can actually start a fire. If you focus light even more, it becomes a laser, and a laser can cut through steel, and a laser can kill a cancer. I want you to live a laser life, a focused life. Goals focus my energy. Now, the world is full of distractions. Everybody agree with that? Everybody agree? There are a lot of things to distract you. You can spend your life, you can waste your life, or you can invest your life. And the greatest use of life is to invest in that which is going to outlast it. Now, you don't have time to do everything. You figured that one out already. You don't have time to do everything. Here's the good news. God doesn't expect you to do everything. Not everything's worth doing. And there are only a few things that are really worth doing. And the key to being effective in life as a woman of God, as a man of God, is to do what matters most and forget everything else. Goals focus my life. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 9:26. I do not run without a goal. I fight like a boxer who is hitting something, not just the air. He said, I'm not playing around here. I'm not playing air guitar. I'm not just pretending I'm boxing. He goes, when I box, I fight to win. When I run a race, I run to win. He said, I'm not just messing around here with my life. It's too important. I'm going to do something with my life. I'm going to win. I want my life to bring honor and glory to God. I don't run without a goal. Some of you are running without a goal. And as a result, you're just running in circles. And you're caught up in the rat race. You don't want to run the rat race. Because even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. Number four, goals don't, they're statements of faith. Goals focus my energy. Number four, goals keep me going. They give me hope to keep moving. They give me hope to endure. They give me hope to persist. You know, you've heard me say this many times. When you're going through hell, what do? You keep going. You don't want to make a home in hell. You don't want to stay there and camp out overnight. When you're going through hell, you just keep ongoing. And the way you do that is you have a goal beyond. The Bible says Jesus endured the cross because he looked forward to the goal and the glory that was set before him. He looked beyond the pain to the payoff. You need to do this too. The Bible says that God wants to make you have hope. You see, if you don't have a goal in your life, any goals in your life, you don't really have any reason to get out of bed in the morning. Except maybe you got to eat, but really, why even get out of bed? Why even live if you don't have any goal for your life? Job says this in Job chapter 6, verse 11. I do not have the strength to endure. You ever felt like that? I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't have the strength to endure. Why? Next sentence. I do not have a goal that encourages me to carry on. You got to have a goal to keep you going. You know, they did a study once of the Holocaust survivors. And they studied those who survived the Holocaust, survived those terrible tragedies, and they discovered only one thing in common with all these people. Every one of them had something to look forward to. Every one of them had something waiting for them. Every one of them had something that they wanted to live for. They had a goal. Those who didn't have anything to live for, those who didn't have anything to look forward to, those who didn't have any goal out there, they lost hope and they simply gave up the will to live.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Thanks for listening to Daily Hope. Words just can't express our gratitude for all your love, prayers, and support throughout the year. Now, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donations to this ministry automatically doubled? Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope, up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled, up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how he would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And then let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. If you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For? how much you matter to God, learning to be both fast and slow, and daring to wait on God. This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Now remember, there are only 72 hours left to help us meet our $100,000 matching grant goal. And right now, when you support this ministry, we'll send you the six-message set of Pastor Rick's Most Requested Sermons, Volume 3, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
The second year of this church, when I was 26 years old and pastoring it, was what I call my dark year. And I was depressed the entire year. And I could barely put one foot in front of the others. And I later went to a doctor and got some nutritional advice and I went at it. But it took a full year before I actually felt better. I was just always tired and I was always depressed and I was just always fearful. You know, at that time, I wasn't thinking, God, build a great church. I was thinking, can I just get through today? And I look back now, and I'm grateful that I didn't give up that year. But I'm also more grateful that God didn't give up on me. And what kept me going through a full 1 year of depression? I had a goal. I had made a commitment to pastor this church for 40 years. And so I held on to that, even though every bone in my body wanted to give up. Do you want to know how often I felt like giving up as pastor of Saddleback Church? How often I felt like resigning? Just every Monday morning. I get PMS. Post-message syndrome. And after you've preached 5 or 6 or 7 times and you're all emotionally spent, you get up the next day and you think, man, somebody could have done a better job than that. God, I'm not that smart. You got to find somebody who can really, this church is too big for me. Get somebody else. Get somebody who's brilliant to do this. But you just keep on keeping on. Why? Because you have a goal. You see, when you have a long-term goals keep you from being discouraged with short-term setbacks. Everybody has setbacks. Everybody blows it. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has failure. In fact, failure is the only way you succeed. You cannot succeed in life without failing. Why? That's how you learn what works and what doesn't work. So never call it a failure. Call it an education. Some of us are highly educated. We're good at failing. Now, if there's any piece of advice as your friend, I could say this to you. It's this. Learn to fail fast. Okay? Because you're going to fail. You're going to fail. So everybody fails. I fail all the time. You know what? The key to Saddleback's growth and our strength and our success is we fail fast. And then we learn from it. We don't waste our failures. We try something that doesn't work. We try something that doesn't work. We try something else that doesn't work. We try something else that doesn't work. We do 99 things that don't work, and then number 100 works. And then we teach a seminar to other pastors and pretend like we knew what we were doing. But we're not that smart. It's just trial and error. Goals keep me going, and long-term goals keep me from being discouraged about short-term setbacks. Now, a goal doesn't have to be big to motivate you. For instance, if you had to go to the hospital and have surgery for some reason, your first goal would simply be, after surgery, can I sit up in bed? Not a very big goal, but an important one. And the second goal would, can I hang my feet over the side of the bed and sit up? And then the next goal would, can I get enough strength to stand up after surgery? And then a very important goal, can I have enough strength to go to the bathroom by myself? Big goal. Then next is, do I have enough strength to walk around this wing of the hospital? All of those are very small goals, but they're all important goals, because when to get from here to success isn't one big leap. It's many small steps. Many small steps. So goal doesn't have to be big for it to be important. It's getting you on the way. Like, my goal today is to get out of bed and to eat healthy, have a healthy breakfast. Fine, that's a good goal. As Job said, I have to have a goal to encourage me to carry on. Now, you may have come this weekend and you're a little discouraged. Maybe you're feeling a little down. Maybe you're feeling you got the blues. You're down, 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 doobie-doo, down, down. And everybody hates me, nobody loves me, I'm never going to get married, I'm going to go eat worms. I'll play the song for you here. If you're discouraged this weekend, you need to set some new goals. And that's what we're going to do in the next 50 days. You need to set some new goals in these different areas. Goal setting is a spiritual responsibility. It's a statement of faith. It focuses my energy. It keeps me going. Number five, the Bible says goals build my character. Goals build my character. Drifting doesn't build your character, but goals build your character. And if you set a goal and you get a vision, without a vision, the Bible says the people perish. If you get a vision, you get a goal, then God says, I can work in you. Now, listen very carefully what I'm about to say. The greatest benefit to your life over the goals you're going to set in the next 50 days, the biggest benefit to your life is not going to be the accomplishments and achievements you acquire because of those goals, but what happens inside you while you're moving toward the goal. See, God is more interested in your character than he is in your accomplishments. You're not taking your success to heaven. You're not taking your career to heaven, but you are taking your character. So God is more interested in who you are and what you become than he is in what you do and accomplish and what you succeed at. God's interested in you. So here's the idea. While I'm working on the goal, God is working on me. Does that make sense? And that's what God wants to do in your life. Goals help build your character. And that's what's going to last for eternity. That's why Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, I keep striving toward the goal. Circle the word striving. That means it takes energy. It takes effort. It takes intention. It takes purpose in order to reach your goal. And God says that while you're doing that, while you're working on the goal, God is building character in you. You will never become the man God intends you to be unless you intend to become that man. You will never be the woman God intends for you to be unless you intend to be that person.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to rickwarren.org. You'll find this message and others, along with a ton of other helpful resources. What if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with some closing thoughts.
Let's be honest about this time of year. At the end of every year, there are so many ministries that ask for you to support them in the end of year giving.
And you know what? We believe in every ministry that proclaims the name of Jesus, and we thank God for them. And I know it can be difficult to decide who to give to. So let me just give you some biblical foundations for giving, some simple guidelines for end-of-year giving. You might think of these three or four things. Number one, give to the ministry that God tells you to support. Go to God. Pray to Him. Ask Him. Say, God, who do you want me to support? And you know what? I support you giving to whoever God tells you to give to. And if it's not Daily Hope, I still support you to give to who God tells you to give to. So pray and ask God. Second, never give when you feel pressured. The Bible says in Corinthians that we are to never give under pressure or compulsion or under guilt. So if you ever feel guilty about giving, don't give, because God tells you in the Word not to give at that time. Give because you want to give, not out of guilt or pressure. Number three, give to where you support and believe in the goals of that particular ministry. Now, every ministry has different goals. You know the goals of Daily Hope. Our goal is ultimately to take the good news, the gospel, to the 3,000 tribes left in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ, no church. This is the final frontier. That's our goal. It's called the Great Commission. Now, other churches and other ministries have other goals, and that's fine. Some only have the goal of just preaching in America. That's nothing wrong with that. But if you believe in and have a heart for going to the last, the least, and the lost, this would be a ministry you should consider supporting, because I don't know others that are doing what we're doing, trying to go to these final 3,000 tribes. And then finally, give where your gift will be multiplied. For instance, at the end of every year, there is a donor to Daily Hope who offers to give a matching grant to apply to any donation that we receive before the end of the year. Now, what this means is that for every dollar you're able to give this month to Daily Hope, it's going to be doubled. That donor will match it. That multiplies your gift. Like the little boy who brought his loaves and fishes to Jesus, and Jesus fed the 5,000. If you give $25 to Daily Hope this month, the matching grant will match it at $25. If you're able to give $100, the matching grant will add another $100. That multiplies your gift. I would consider that as a factor in where to give during this month. Now, it's your donations that make our ministry possible to people who've never heard the name of Jesus Christ. You've heard me talk about how we have these solar-powered radios that we give to people in refugee camps that have an audio Bible, have many of my Bible teachings on them, have worship music. And this not only allows us to tell people about Jesus, but it also allows us to disciple them on a daily basis right there in those refugee camps. This is a value for us. If it's a value for you, I would urge you to give the largest gift you can give at this time of the year. Now, let me just say this. If you can't help us financially, that's okay. I understand, but I would ask that you pray for us. I'm so grateful for those of you who are a financial supporter of this ministry, that monthly giving month after month. It means so much to me. It means much to God, but it means so much for eternity to those who are hearing the good news for the very first time. You know, I don't take any salary or any income from this ministry. I serve it for free. And so you and I are partners together in reaching people for Christ all around the world. In closing, let me just ask you to continue to pray. Pray for me as I pray for you. And pray that God's word will be taught clearly, with compassion, with clarity, with simplicity in this new year. And that it will not only help you as you listen to these broadcasts, but it will help us reach people for Christ and disciple believers and build churches all around the world, especially in the tribes that have never heard the name of Christ. Thanks for your generosity. Thanks for your prayers. And God bless you.
Now remember, there are only 72 hours left to help us meet our $100,000 matching grant goal. And right now, when you support this ministry, we'll send you this 6-message set of Pastor Rick's Most Requested Sermons, Volume 3, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.